It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, Joel Bennett here with you as we are in Paris, Kentucky on the campus of Bourbon County High School. Bobby Baldwin's with me. We're getting ready to bring you girls basketball. Actually, we've got a doubleheader. The girls will get things tipped off against Bourbon County, and the boys will follow up in the nightcap of this twin bill. The basketball season came to a halt for a little while, and hopefully you sheltered that winter snap that we had, but we're back in action now. I was talking to Bobby. It's been a while since we've been on the air. He said 10 days. That's what I had. So we're going to play some basketball tonight. The GRC girls come in. And again, this is the third winningest program in the entire state of Kentucky in the history of girls basketball, celebrating their 50th year of having girls basketball rejuvenated in Kentucky high school athletics. This GRC girls team comes in with an 18-1 record on the season. They have won now 8 in a row, and by some pollings, if you look at some pollings, they've got them ranked number 1. If you look at some of the RPI rankings, in at number 3, somewhere along in those, you got to admit we've got a top 5, if not the top team in the state. And Bobby, this girls team, again, not that many home dates, but you got to play the district games, and they're playing a Bourbon County team that beat a pretty good Paris team last time out.
Well, they sure did, and it was very, very befitting for them to get that victory against the Lady Hounds. And yet, coming into this game, the Bourbon County basketball team is giving up an average of 16 points more than they're getting. So it's going to be a tall test for the Lady Colonels tonight.
Yeah, and you bring up a very good point, Bobby. Last time we played these teams, they didn't shoot that badly from the foul line. They got 30-something rebounds, but that means you're missing a lot of shots. Oh, and yeah, they only got 21 shots in the game, so they were missing a lot of those.
Well, they were missing a lot of shots. And when you turn it around and look at GRC, I extrapolated their worst three scores from the figure, and given that GRC is averaging 67 points a game versus just under 44, so they've got a 23 point per game average over the opposition, and that doesn't count the three lowest scoring games. So they've been definitely dominant, and the Bourbon County team is really going to have to bring it tonight.
This is first-year head coach Kylie Highlander, Bourbon County. They've had four head coaches over the last four seasons. The last winning season, the last 10th region tournament appearance, was back in the 2019 to the 2020 season. They were district runner-up that year. They went to the semifinals under Bill Watson back in the 2019-2020 season. So this is a victory-starved team. That win over Paris snapped a 7-game losing streak. They are 2-14. Don't want to say, well, I guess I am saying, underachieving team, Bobby. They've got three players that have played at least 4 years of varsity basketball. They've got four girls that are right at 5'11 to 6'1 on this team. You would seem to think the personnel are there. It's just getting it all together.
Well, you've had coaching changes,
sure,
every year, for one thing, and on the other hand, chemistry.
Yes.
And you've got to have chemistry,
sure,
and it could be that those three girls have a fair amount of chemistry, having played together as long as they have, but you incorporate two or three or four other elements into the equation, and they have yet to mash as well as they possibly, very possibly could have.
Well, this is a tough district with GRC in it. It's a tough region with GRC in it. We've talked it so many times that, you know, we've had teams in our district that could win a lot of regions, but when you've got a state contender in there, makes it pretty tough.
Very
we are inside of 9 minutes away. The team captains, coaches, and officials have all met at midcourt. Coach Graham walking down now to talk to his girls as we get ready for high school basketball. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout when we come back. We'll have more pregame coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we just heard that spot from the Citizens Bank of Kentucky right there on Bullion Boulevard. We're going to be close to that place tomorrow night. We'll be having Cardinal Connection, and Bobby and I will be there 6 o'clock at the Golden Corral. I invite you to come around 7 o'clock, rather. I guess I get there at 6 to eat, Bobby. What do you think?
I'm generally about halfway between 6 and 7. But
well, you eat half as much.
We'll be there. Well, maybe half as much. Well, maybe not quite. Who knows?
Who knows? But we've got high school basketball going on. Bourbon County girls, they have headed to the locker room. The GRC Cardinal girls team, they're still out doing a shoot-around. Coach Graham went out on the floor to do some team instruction out there. Hadn't seen that in a while. High school basketball got underway last night. We had some games from a public bank Louisville Invitational Tournament. Bobby, that's a big one.
Absolutely.
We're going to be a big one coming up as well. It was Assumption over North Bullet in a blowout, 77-38. DuPont Manual over PRP, 54-49. It was a 17-point win for Mercy Academy over Ballard. Some other games of interest in the 10th region. Augusta took out Robertson County, 58-46. In girls action, Bullet East beat Mayo, 70-57. And you've got Franklin Simpson, one of the top teams, according to the RPI. Blowout over Russellville by about 58 points.
That's huge.
That is huge. Great Crossing, 81-54 win over rival Scott County. Harrison County got a win over Sayre, 50-33. Campbell County, a team in the 10th, they dropped a game to Highland, 60-48. Montgomery County took care of Madison Central in girls' action, 47-41. Nicholas County, big win over Rowan, 64-45 in a matchup of those two teams. Full schedule tonight as we've got one of those games. The GRC girls, again, this is a good game, Bobby, to play coming out of a layoff. It's a district game, So you're going to be amped up a little bit, but you handled them easily before. It's still pressure. It's still a game you want to win, most definitely. Coach Graham says that's goal number one, is to get the number one seed. But it's a good game coming off a layoff.
Well, focus-wise, if nothing else.
Sure, sure. And GRC girls coming in here, I guess we're looking out on the floor. Prayers and fingers crossed, and best regards and all to Sierra Byers. Understand Thursday she will get surgical treatment. And
this week, that's correct.
Talked to her dad, and he said she'll be all right. I said, yeah, if anybody can take it, you know. You know, you just don't replace 6 feet, 2 inches of 15 points, 7 rebounds, 50% floor shooting, all-state, first team. It's hard to replace that.
That's true, but you can bet on one thing. If she has surgery Wednesday, she'll be working out Thursday. If she's got surgery Thursday,
yep,
she'll be working out Friday. So she's bound and determined to get back into it, and that's what these ACL tears require anyway. But make no mistake, she's going to do her part to get back.
Looking at, you know, it's the old cliche, next man up, and, you know, people have to step up and do more. I mean, you hear that. That's vernacular of the sports talk. But what about Kanaya Jones? 16 rebounds her last game, 15 points. Her game is elevated. We've also had Jalen Green, one of our guests on Cardinal Connection, 14 points her last two games out.
That's tremendous. And Annette Miller?
Annette Miller.
She's
12
been,
points in the first half last game she
played. Yeah, they're doing well. But his mantra, so to speak, to the team after Sierra went down was, we're going to have to collectively go get those 15 and 7 in her place. So we're going to do it by gang committee. And so far they've been able to.
Sure have. And isn't it so good that he developed a bench early?
Absolutely.
And, you know, he puts a lot of, quality into preseason, but more district games. As Coach Graham says, this regular season gets you ready for March.
That's it.
February and March.
Yeah, and once you get there, you especially do not want to lose first game of the district.
Well, the team coming out of the locker room right now, Bourbon County, they're the home team. Pretty good crowd. People still filtering in. GRC is going to rival the number of Bourbon County fans here, as the Cardinal fans have a good group that travels. We got four couples. I was telling Coach Graham at Cardinal Connection, man, there's four couples that you can count here every game.
Every game. Every game. And some of them are so popular that they even bring the opposing pep band in, which is they've come in to greet our couples this evening.
So we're going to get ready for basketball action. Both these teams out here going on to do a shoot-around. GRC, the girls with an 18-1 record. Again, could be rated number one. They were in the top 25 as far as nationally ranked. Could be top one, top three. We know they're number three as far as all-time wins in the state. They're 18-1 this year. Let's suffice to tell you that they're pretty good. They're taking on a Bourbon County Lady Colonel team, 2-14, but their last win snapped a seven-game skid. Both teams going to their respective benches. We will step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip-off, game action, all straight ahead right here on the home of GRC Sports, WWKY, back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
High school basketball coming your way. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
First, your starting lineups for GRC. Number 0, Kennedy Stamper. Number 2, T. Yeast. Number 10, Kanaya Jones. Number 24, Makili Tabor. And number 25, Anaya Chestnut. And now for your Bourbon County Colonels. Number 1, Kaylee Baker. Number 3, Riley Hunt. Number 4, Lakin Harden. Number 11, Reagan Ring. And number 15, Morgan Howell. Your Lady Colonels are coached by Kylie Highlander.
Well, there are your starters as we get ready to tip it off. GRC wearing the road uniforms, black with the red numbers, trimmed in white, looking real smart. Thing I like about the GRC team, and Coach Graham, call it old school, I call it traditional and smart. They all got the same shoes. They're pretty. There's two options, and that's his way and what we're wearing.
Well, that's right, and it's the a rare thing indeed to have them all looking from stem to stern the same.
Well, and the coaches are all dressed the same on the sideline, wearing their black and gray, and GRC, a team with class, and they got the record to support that. Going from right to left, T. Yeast will jump it up, and she controls the tip over the taller Emma Howell, and open is T. She fires a three, missed the left wing jumper out of bounds. GRC will keep it.
Good size in there for the Lady Colonels. They look like they've got about 3 6-footers starting.
Yeah, I was down on the floor, Eric.
Yeah.
Kanaya Jones passing around the perimeter, sets Chestnut for a three.
Yeah.
Boy, she had time to spot it up.
And stroked it from the top. Cards, Lady Cards up early.
Here's the press and a turnover. No, it's kicked out of bounds by GRC. And yeah, I was down on the floor. I mean, I'm a 6'2 guy. And you know, there's four girls down there. Look. About eye to eye with me. They got size. Lakin Harden's going to need that size to throw over this press, and she throws a pass, stole it by Kanaya Jones, lost her balance, collected and put it in.
Can't get trapped in the corners on this full court press, which is what happened.
Still with pressure, Stamper with a steal, flipped it up, missed it. Jones follow under the rim, saved it inbounds. Chestnut left of the lane. Reverse it, right side, Stamper, ball fake, skip it, left side, Chestnut, ball fake, driving in. Entry pass into the paint. Tabor shovels it out. Stamper three ball off the rim. Crash the boards. A lot of white shirts under there. And finally, Ring pulls it away. Ring pivots out. She and Howell combined for 19 rebounds collectively the last time these teams met. Hunt driving in. Left-hander feeds it to Ring. Left side driving in. Lakin Harden, her runner, banked it up and in. That's an improvement from their last time.
Yeah, nice pass from the baseline as she was cutting to the basket.
Zone defense being employed. Chestnut bluff to three. Yeast, entry pass. Nice look. Tabor put it up and in. Yeast threw the only pass, Bobby, and that was
a bounce
pass.
That's right, the only one to the only spot where McKeely could gather it.
Baker nearly lost it. Stamper overplaying the passing lanes, and they're going to have a jump ball called from midcourt. And Coach Graham wanting his girls to trap it very tightly. Jalen Green in. McKeely Tabor comes out. Tabor goes to the bench, having scored 2 points. The lone senior on the team. Harden can't get open. Hunt comes to help out. Hunt, a lefty. Stamper all over her, about the same size. Hunt determined to go left side, takes it to the baseline. Chestnut drove her out of bounds, and it's last touched by GRC. 7-2, GRC with a lead. Nearly 2 minutes deep into this game. Entry pass, just a lazy pass by Baker, and GRC had no trouble defending that.
Yeah, Green on the last play, and then I think it was Stamper on that one, deflected the pass out of bounds.
Yeah, it was just telegraphed, and yeah. Baker bounce pass into Howell. Howell got tied up by Green. Jump ball, give it to GRC. So Jalen Green makes an impact immediately.
She's pretty active once she gets in the game.
She was one of our guests on the Citizens Bank of Kentucky Cardinal Connection. Last time we had it on Wednesday, Chestnut, top of the key, back over to Green, spot up three,
wow.
Rimmed off, rebounded by Kanaya Jones, and she's tied up, and that'll be another jump ball. This will go possession two, Bourbon County.
Both teams aggressive underneath the basket.
Can Bourbon County handle this press? They throw it up to Lake and Harden. One of the leaders on the team. Skip pass, picked off. Yeast with a steal. 2-on-2. Yeast got bumped, throw it up, put it in. She got bumped, took the contact, Bobby, and made the basket.
And it dislodged her quite a bit, but she went up with that left hand, got it high off the window. It dropped down. Lady Cards, 5:46 remaining, up 9-2.
Yeast, the fourth Cardinal girls player to score in this game, couldn't complete the and one. And Harden picks up her dribble in the backcourt, and that's a bad thing. Now she throws it into the front court. Hunt has it. She draws the double team, and it's taken away by Green. In a foot race against Harden. Layup. Got it.
Just too quick. She beat her to the goal.
Green now the fifth Cardinal girls player to score. Baker in a hurry. Races into the front court, but she ran out of court. Hit it on the sideline line, and Coach Highlander doesn't disagree. That is the fourth turnover by Bourbon County.
Just have been totally unable to handle this early pressure here in the first 3 minutes.
2-3 zone. Makes that a 1-2-2. Looks like now with Lake and Harden at 6 feet tall out on the point. They throw a high post to Jones, dump it down to Yeast, took contact from Howell, and draws the foul. So that foul on Howell will be her first, team second. And going to the free throw line will be T. Yeast, who has missed her only attempt. She'll get two free throws here.
Played 3 minutes, and the only two fouls in the game by Bourbon.
Yeast put this free throw in. T. Yeast, quite an athlete. 3 different state title track championships last year in 3 different events. She missed the second free throw. Stamper has it into Jones, who drives it in. They're just taking it right at this side.
Yeah, Kanaya got it. He got a nice pass from Kennedy out the top and just drove it to the low block, drew the contact, and resulting 2 free throws.
Jones at the free throw line. She has 2 points in the game and makes this free throw. And Emma Howell has 2 fouls in the game. Morgan Howell, 6'1", junior. And Chestnut goes out for GRC. McKeely Tabor back in for the Cardinal girls. Having a little trouble at the foul line. GRC now. Yeah, 2 for 5.
Yeah.
Hunt in the backcourt. She's a lefty. Turned to the right side and throws a bounce pass to Harden. And having trouble, flipped it over her head, and it's a turnover by Bourbon County, their fifth. Annette Miller comes in. Kanaya Jones out. We'll set the GRC lineup. Green, Yeast, Miller, Tabor, and with the ball, Stamper. 1-2-2 zone by Bourbon County. Cardinal girls with the ball and a 13-2 lead. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Green,
wow.
Baseline three.
Wow.
Good from the right corner.
And that was in the minute it left. It looked spot on.
Stamper with a good recognition.
Wow.
Finally, Bourbon County trying to break this pressure. They get it in the front court. Nothing easy as Stamper gets a steal. Left-hand layup, good on the other end.
And Coach Highlander says, we certainly need to talk about something, so she's going to take a T.O.
8 of the 18 points off turnover transition. Cardinal girls on top, 18-2. Midway through the first, back in 1 minute.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Cardinal girls, after the timeout, they've got Jalen Goodwin checking in and also Annette Miller, joined there by McKeely Tabor, Jalen Green, and Annette Miller. And we've got a foul as Bourbon County gets into the front court. That foul will be on Green, her first, team first. No stranger to fouls. Jalen Green will play tight defense. They try to throw it over to Lake and Harden, can't do it. Stamper nearly got the steal, and they're going to say off of Hunt. So Stamper created the turnover, and after burning the timeout, Bourbon turned it over.
Turns it back over.
Stamper looks over at Coach Graham, who's calling the play from the sideline. Green on the right wing. Stamper cuts through, didn't give it. Pop out Goodwin between the circles, right side. Green hit her last three, passed it up. High post to Tabor, kick it out to Miller. Jump stop, throws up a runner, missed the shot. Jalen Goodwin battling. Weak side rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Bourbon County.
Jalen is just a little bit strong for Annette with that shot.
Baker leaves it for Harden. These two players with a lot of varsity experience. And Stamper took it away from Baker. Two on one, wraparound pass. Good one at the rim. Boy, you like that wraparound assist.
Yeah, that is great. Got a little bit of Z there.
Yes, it was. Here's Goodwin got a steal. Two on one. Her wraparound to Green. Didn't get it at the rim. Going the other way now is Bourbon County. We have had in this game six Cardinal girls scoring, and they're on top 20-2 with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Baker had it taken away by McKeely Tabor to Stamper. Two on one. Kennedy, wraparound behind the back. Green put it in.
It's 22-2. Cards playing the circus act in the first quarter.
Stamper throwing a little flare on that one. It'll raise the roof. Here's a broken up play, but Hunt picks up the loose ball and Bourbon in the front court. They've only had three shots. They made one of them. Baker had a shot at the left elbow. She better take it. Stamper tightens up on her. Still pivoting out and nearly had a five-second held ball, and they're going to call the foul on Jalen Goodwin. That is her first, team second. And Coach Graham subbing in. He's going to bring in right now Kylie Chestnut, Anaya Chestnut, T. Yeast, Madeline Settles, and Kanaya Jones. Don't know that combination has been out there before, but Coach Graham says let's give it a try. Lob pass in. Reagan Ring chases it down. She's got it right of the lane. Backdoor cut by Lakin Harden. Shot challenged by Jones. Harden missed it. Went to the floor. Cross the lane pass. Baker with a size advantage. Powered it up. Missed it. Jones with a rebound. Off to Settles. Her first touch of the ball. Drives it in. Feeds Chestnut. Three ball. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Kylie Chestnut battling. Couldn't come up with it. Here's Bourbon County with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Down 20. They try to work off the high post. Harden faces up, hands it off, and T. Yeast worked over top of that screen and regretfully picks up a foul, her first, team third.
Played 6 minutes, three shot attempts by the Lady Cardinals. That's not going to get it done.
They had 21 shots the last time these teams met. And there settles with a foul from behind, and that's going to be her first team fourth. With just inside of 2 minutes to play, Bourbon County will have the ball on their end of the floor, which that has not been foreign territory, but it's been hard to get it up there. Driving left side, cut off on the dribble is Sears. Entry pass in, and Settles got a steal. Maddie Settles shovels it up front, blocked away. Yeast to Chestnut, to her sister, Kylie.
Yep.
Hit it. 17 feet right baseline.
Right wing. She nailed it. 24-2, Lady Cards.
Showing a little sister-to-sister action there. Hunt has it. Dribbles right into a double team. Kylie Chestnut pries it away. Settles picks it up. 3-on-1. Kylie Chestnut, back-to-back buckets. Not this time. Followed her own miss. Got it in.
Followed the shot. 26-2. Lady Cards just totally dominating. They've given up three shots here in the first 7 minutes.
Here's a skip pass that T.E. steals. Driving in. Layup. Good at the rim. 14 of the 28 points, half the points, off steals on turnovers. Here's another one. Kylie Chestnut to sister Anaya, who couldn't finish, and that is the first turnover by GRC in the game. It comes at the 55-second mark, but GRC already working on a 28-2 lead. And Coach Graham has played nine players. Sears driving in. Had a shot. You better take it. Hunt has it, driving in, nearly traveled, shovels it off to Lakin Harden. Harden at the foul line, throws it to Rang, spacing not good, and there's Anaya Chestnut, took it away. Lost it, back in possession, Bourbon County. Sears shuffled her feet, no call, missed it, that's her fourth shot, and Chestnut with a rebound. She throws it to midcourt, throw it in the front court. Yeast, thought about a 10-footer, swing it over, top of the key. Anaya Chestnut to sister Kylie. Three ball, good. That combo's worked twice in this game.
Got the pass from the top to the wing and stroked it in.
Kylie Chestnut off the bench with 7 points. Two of her baskets off of assists from her sister Anaya. Baker in trouble. Horn sounds. Boy, that's a lot of points. A lot of players scored in this first quarter, and they scored often. 31-2. GRC with a massive lead. Second quarter play coming up. Back in 1 minute.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
GRC girls clicking on all cylinders. Been off for a while, but no rust. They've shaken it off. They lead 31-2 with possession of the ball to begin the second quarter. Stamper feeds Yeast. Hey, hit a three from the corner on the baseline.
Well, it is 34-2, folks, and we're barely into the second quarter.
Yeast, Green, Jones, Stamper, and Tabor on the floor. They work off the high post. Baker lost it. Loose ball. Turnover. Tabor with it. Double teamed in the backcourt. Pivots out of traffic. Finds Yeast. Races into the front court. Feeds it left side. Stamper. Three ball. In and out. Jones rebound. Power dribble. Drop it down. On the blocks. Put it in, Tabor.
Kept those eyes up. Saw her cutting in from the baseline. Stroked it in. 36-2.
McKeely Tabor with 4 points. Kanaya Jones right now with 4 rebounds. Got an assist there. High ball screen, Jones jumps it, double team, the Green took it away. They have it, 3-on-1, GRC's Green, put the shot up, Lakin Harden blocked it, Green hit the deck, and a foul on the turnover. Harden will pick up the foul, her first, that'll be the team's first in the second quarter. And right now, Bourbon County, they have turned that ball over 18 times, Bobby, in 9 minutes.
In 9 minutes and have three shots at the basket for the entire game.
Green at the line. GRC has scored 14 of their points on fast break buckets. Jalen Green makes a free throw here.
Well, we're at 6:59 of the second quarter, and the lead is 35.
She has eight in the game, and this free throw good. 9 points off the bench for the super sub, Jalen Green. She was our guest last week.
Very, very charming young lady.
Sure. Lakin Harden drives the basket and a foul. That'll be on Jalen Green. And, again, somebody that likes to play tight defense, she's your gal.
She got it, and coach is telling her to get her arm straight up. But she stuck with her all the way to the goal.
We asked her on our interview at Cardinal Connection, what's Coach Graham saying? She said, stop reaching. Stop reaching. Lakin Harden, who has the only 2 points in the game for Bourbon County, misses a free throw. She's a three-year starter, 12.5-point-per-game average. This Bourbon County team coming off a one-point win last night, and that stopped a eight-game skid as Harden makes the second free throw. GRC with the ball and a huge lead in the front court. Yeast works it right side to Stamper. Zone defense being played. Stamper launched a three, rimmed out. Jones had the rebound momentarily, kept it alive at any rate. They flip it over left side and a travel by the Cardinal girls. Only their third turnover, and with 6:33 to go, they give it back to Bourbon.
And in an attempt to share the ball, she was indecisive and actually shuffled her feet.
38-3 is the score. Cardinal girls with the lead. Bourbon County with the ball and GRC picking up in half court. Lakin Harden drives it off to the right side. Ring with a screen. Didn't find anyone on the right baseline. They throw it into Ring, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And Coach Graham saying, stop fouling. It stops the clock. Tabor with a foul. Her first, team second. Bourbon with the ball underneath their goal. Baker with a five-count on her. Nothing's happening. Harden got to the rim. Bank shot. Put it up and in.
Well, she got some help again. Her two goals have been on assists.
Stamper feeds it right side. Drop it. High post pass. Tabor wanted to throw it down on the blocks, but it's picked off by Ring, and we've got traveling in the backcourt as Stamper just impeded Baker's path. She wanted to peel out of there, Bob, but nothing going.
Well, it didn't have any room to go and consequently had a foot shuffle.
Anaya Chestnut back into the ball game for GRC. Also Annette Miller. Here's Kanaya Jones. Split the defense. Put it up and in.
Just went right through them just like butter.
Jones in the ball game with 5 points to go with her four boards. Harden walks it up. Top of the key. Angles off. Got to the right elbow. Picked up the dribble. Back deflection by Yeast. Ball saved inbounds, but Anaya Chestnut with a steal. Lead pass to Miller. Driving layup. Missed it at the rim, and Miller is going to turn it over out of bounds.
Just a touch out of control on that unmolested, uncontested layup. Shot it just a touch too strong.
Yeah, and she took the right angle.
Oh, yeah.
She had a bank angle. Here's Riley Hunt with Jalen Goodwin on her. Goodwin, Chestnut, Yeast, Miller, and Jones on the floor. Hunt nowhere to go and just determined to try to get to the basket. Jalen Goodwin with some good defense, 21 turnovers by Bourbon County.
Well, and it could have been a five-second call there because she was tracking her all the way.
Throw it in the front court. T. Yeast drives, throws up the runner, missed it. Jones follow is not there, and they're going to call an offensive foul. T. Yeast gets a charge. Her second, team third. And five turnovers now by GRC. 5:13 to go in the first half.
Took it strong, though, from the baseline.
35-point lead for GRC as Bourbon County's going to bring it up. Hunt, left side. Good one on her. Needs someone. Throws a bounce pass, and nobody there. Anaya Chestnut overplaying Sears in the passing lane and just threw a pass and no one home. Chestnut in a hurry, throws it all the way down inside and didn't have a good angle and led her too much with the pass. And GRC now with three turnovers in the last four possessions.
Yeah, Coach Graham clapping his hands, though. Like the idea, pass was just a little tall.
Hunt going to try to run the point again. Goodwin over Planner to the left. She's a southpaw now. Goodwin hustles back, trying to turn Hunt on the dribble. Anaya Chestnut, a little shaken up, gets up. She's under the basket. Here's a three-point shot by Sears that's launched. It's out of bounds, and it'll be the official says, give me some help. And they're going to say Bourbon County with the ball. Right now, Kylie Chestnut will come in for her sister, Anaya. Kylie Chestnut, instant offense, 7 points in the first quarter. Two of her baskets off assist from her sister. Hunt falls down. Baker leaves it in for Ring. Ring, a 6-1 player, tried to back into Jones, and Jones took it away. 2-on-1, Kanaya to Chestnut, got it at the rim.
Boy, took it down the middle and saw she had some help. Veered to the right, kicked it across the lane for the deuce.
Full timeout, though. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. GRC with a 42-5 lead. Back after this brief message.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Bobby's got a message he'll follow that up with.
The home of Tractor Central is Montgomery Tractor. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor soon.
GRC with a big lead. Here's Ring. Had an open shot. Missed it from 10 on the baseline. Jones with a rebound. Bounce pass to Goodwin. Got it deep. Outran the defense and put it in.
Well, the Lady Cards just quicker, stronger, more athletic, and more skilled.
Eight players have scored for GRC in this 44-5 lead. Knocking the ball away. Goodwin got a steal. Drives in. Layup. Good. Back-to-back layups by Jalen Goodwin.
Yeah, this is just a rout at the moment.
Driving in, Lakin Harden, determined to get to the rim. Lost it as she tried to pound it down on the right blocks and then fouled T. Yeast after turning it over. That'll be the second on Bourbon County as the team's second on Harden. Quickly in the front court, Cardinal girls get the ball. Zone there defense flashing high. Jones had a 10-footer, took it to the rim, missed the shot. Morgan Howell with a rebound, and we're going to have a foul. Annette Miller trying to pry it from her clutches. That's the fourth team foul on GRC. First on Miller. 3:20 to go in this first half. GRC with a 46-5 lead. Hunt wants to go to her left. Harden offered a screen. Hunt fell down. Goodwin with her third steal. Goodwin with her third layup. Okay. In this quarter.
She's making hay at the top of the key to the midcourt stripe.
24 of the 48 points on layups. Shot by Howell in the paint, put it up and in. Used that size, the 6'1 junior, put it in. Here's Jones. Lob pass into Miller. Miller had thoughts of scoring. Cut off there on the double team. Got it, saved it inbounds. Right side to East, entry pass in traffic. Jones, bullet pass. Chestnut got it at the rim. Boy, that was a split decision, and the Army commercial, the right choice.
Well, the right choice, but as you say, a bullet pass across the lane diagonally to the only spot where Kylie could pick it up, and she got it, put it in, got whacked. So all of a sudden, 50-7 here at the 235 mark.
Chestnut at the free throw line in this ball game. She has 11 points off the Cardinal girls bench looking for another one. That one doesn't go down, and Chestnut coming back after that injury, and this is an outstanding game. Lake and Harden shot blocked by Annette Miller. Tabor had to, Chestnut had the rebound and miss. Maddie Settles battling, and it's out of bounds. Settles just throws it off of Tiffany Jones, who had checked in for Bourbon County. Cardinal girls with the ball in a huge lead.
Yeah.
Stamper, two-hand chest pass in the front court. Drop it to Miller, left blocks, throws it out to Settles, threw it overhead, and Annette Miller just not on her game. Just a little off.
Well, one thing about it, she can be a tad off, but like that team in Lexington, she's got some people playing with her who can take up the slack.
Yeah, and this team we're playing will have to have one, if not three players like her.
You're not wrong.
Deflected out of bounds. It's Tabor, Miller, Settles, Stamper, and Kylie Chestnut on the floor here at the 212 mark. Cardinal girls up 50-7. Bourbon County with the ball. Baker driving in. Got a shot. You better shoot it. She throws up one and missed it. Chestnut with a rebound. Finds Tabor. McKilley throws a pass and threw it behind Annette Miller, and GRC turned it over. Coach Graham wanted that ball back to the middle of the floor, not on the wing, and give it to Bourbon County. Inside of 2 minutes, clock rolling. GRC in a half court, picking up man-to-man. Bounce pass on the wing. Baker's a weary woman. They run and jump her, and they tie her up on a double team. Jump ball will give it to GRC. And, you know, there's something to be said for Bourbon County not quitting. I mean,
You know,
Baker, she's a weary lady. She looks up the clock, and she's had a lion's share of the ball handling.
And that's a little
that's
bit
not easy.
Too tall an order against this crowd.
Stamper bounces it out on the dribble against this zone. GRC with a pass and cut offense. Flashing across the lane is Miller. Pass goes in there. It's a little late. Stamper picked it up. 15-footer good.
She doesn't need much daylight. Instinctively went down, got the ball, took it to the middle, stroked it home.
15-foot jumper by Stamper. Yeah. Her second basket. Harden with Stamper on her hip. Works off of a pick and roll to Ring. One power dribble. Got it deep and missed at the rim. So showing a little pick and roll there, and that foul is going to be on Kylie Chestnut, her first, team fifth. So Bourbon County will shoot free throws from here on out in this first half, which contains a minute 12. The free throw by Howell is shot woefully short. It reached the front of the rim. One of three at the line for Bourbon County.
Size to their advantage on that particular entry, but you've got to make the free throws.
Second free throw is good. Cardinal girls with the ball in the big lead. Miller, right wing, double team, out of that zone. Bounce it to Stamper. Work it left side to Settles. Settles over to Miller. Miller looking to the right side, brings the zone with her between the circle, right to Stamper. Stamper just inside the arc. Jumper not there. Rebounded by Tiffany Jones.
Good look.
Harden up to Baker. Baker, 15-footer. Shot it, missed it, tipped away, and coming away, Kylie Chestnut. Up to Stamper, who's had some nice assists. Looking, floater, in the paint, didn't get the roll. Rebound put back by Tabor, got too deep, and claiming the rebound is Harden. And that foul is going to be on Maddie Settles, who will walk the length of the floor and shoot free throws. That's Maddie's second.
Yeah, she got popped across the lip there.
Kennedy Stamper looking at her and grinning. Those girls have a pleasant exchange. Stamper may be asking her how'd that feel.
It could be.
Harden's free throw is good.
Well,
she is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Another one coming.
Can they get to double digits here?
52-9. GRC with a high-scoring, high-octane offense. And
yep,
Harden makes both free throws.
And they did.
30 seconds, clock rolling here in the first half. Kylie Chestnut shooting it early in the possession, and a jump ball. It'll go to Bourbon County. Not so sure she knew it, but trying to go for the old NBA 2-for-1. Shot it early in the possession.
Yeah, and took it just a touch too deep.
Got right in the teeth of that zone.
Yeah, could have stopped for an 8-footer and had the rebounding to boot.
Well, with her 11 points, there's not much she hasn't done right. Here's Settles with her second steal. Bounce pass to Stamper. Scoop shot. Now, got it at the rim.
Assist from Maddie on the wing. There's a steal.
With the ball, let Stamper put it up. She couldn't score, and Harden throws it and says, hey, let's go in at halftime. We got 10 points, and that's it. 54 to 10. Cardinal girls with a huge lead here at halftime. 54 to 10, GRC leading Bourbon County. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that straight ahead on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY, back in two.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Halftime here at Bourbon County High School, a district matchup between GRC, the girls team, and Bourbon County Lady Colonels. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. It's been all GRC in this ballgame. They won big the last time these teams met, and clicking on all cylinders. Bobby, they've been off for a little while, but haven't missed a beat. Coach Graham in the ballgame, he played 10 players in that first half. Eight of those players scored. Everybody contributed. They've shared the ball. They've got 22 baskets in the ball game, and of those 22 baskets, you know, 12 of them coming on layups, and the others, nice assist against the zone.
Well, they came out of the gate having been off since their game in Ohio well over a week ago, and they were hungry and starved for action, and they showed it with an incredibly aggressive defense from the get-go, at one point holding the Lady Colonel scoreless for 8 minutes.
Yeah, and as we outlined for you in the pregame, this Bourbon County team, a lot of experience and a lot of size on this club. However, those two elements have not equated and translated to wins. They're 2-14 on the season. They did have a one-point victory last night, which stopped a seven-game skid for this Lady Colonels team. But GRC, again, they turned them over 28 times in the first half. And as Bobby said, held them scoreless for 8 minutes. The last time these two teams played, they had 21 shots. This game, they've gotten 11 in the first half. So they're going to have to replicate that, or they won't get that many.
Right, and they scored 26 points in that first encounter, and GRC won it by 48. So they're well on their way to duplicating that here with a 44-point lead as we speak. So it's been all lady cards here so far.
It's a 54-10 halftime lead for GRC. Looking at some of the team numbers, the Cardinal girls, they shot 4 of 9 from three-point range. Bourbon County took 1 three-point shot and missed it. Turnovers, 8 for GRC, 28 for Bourbon County. Second chance scoring, it's a 6-0 edge for GRC in that category. Fast break scoring, 24 points off of layups for GRC, 0 for Bourbon County. Each team's made 4 free throws. Cardinal girls go 4 of 8. Bourbon County, they went 4 of 6. For the Lady Colonels, 7 of their 10 points scored by Lake and Harden. 3 points in the ball game. The other scoring by Morgan Howell. There have been 4 other players that played but failed to score. For GRC, again, I mentioned Coach Graham played 10 ladies in that first half, and 8 of those people scored. Looking at the players in this one, Kylie Chestnut off the bench. She has 11 points in this ball game, and again, a couple of her baskets off assists from her sister, Anaya. Looking at the other scoring, 9 points for Jalen Green. In the she had 7 of those in the first quarter, and her 7 came in less than 9 minutes of play. 9 points for Green. You also have 8 points for Jalen Goodwin. She hit 3 straight layups, 2 of them back-to-back in the second quarter alone. Other scoring, 6 points for Kennedy Stamper, 6 points for T. Yeast in the ball game, and other scoring, 5 scored by Kanaya Jones. She has 4 rebounds in this ball game. Other scoring, 4 points for McKeely Tabor, 3 scored by Anaya Chestnut. For GRC also, you have Madeline Settles and Annette Miller both played but failed to score. We're at halftime. It's a 54-10 lead for the Cardinal girls, who are already back out of the locker room ready for a shoot-around. Bobby and I will step aside for a 2-minute break. When we come back, halftime show rolls on after this message.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Here we are at halftime. GRC leading big here in girls action by a score of 54-10 as Cardinal girls heading to the bench, and Bourbon County yet
here
to emerge from the locker room. Now they've come out, and they'll have enough time to get a brief shoot around. See, the Cardinal boys team has arrived. They'll be playing the second game of this doubleheader as we get ready for a second half play here in this girls action. 54-10. Should move quickly with the running clock, and Told you, Bobby, they changed that in football. They took a point off of that in football this year, so you don't have to go for that 2 points.
You wouldn't.
The 36, they changed it 35.
If a team gets up 35, especially relatively early in the game, you know, before the middle of the third quarter, that a point's not going to make a difference. Let's go ahead and expedite the completion of the game so that kids don't get hurt.
I don't know that they didn't. That was something that'll be coming up this fall, but
that's good.
Right now we got matters at hand and we got to deal with them here. It'll be George Rogers Clark with the basketball to begin the second half. You got McKeely Tabor, Kennedy Stamper, T. Yeast, Kanaya Jones, and it's good to see, taking a ball out of bounds, Anaya Chestnut. She was a little shaken up in the first half. Limited play. She did find her sister on a couple of nice open shots.
No question.
Stamper bluffs a three, puts it on the floor. Left side, Chestnut looks into the post. Jones being double-teamed. They go to Stamper. Stamper works against the zone. Skip it to Chestnut. Moved without the ball, then got it back as Ring stepped out on her. Chestnut, though, will fire the three and missed it. Weak side rebound off the top of the board. Yeast out to Stamper. Rattled around and came out. Loose ball, Tabor's got it. Another opportunity. Stamper, wraparound pass.
Wow.
No look to Jones at the rim.
Again, the circus act continues.
Three flashy plays by Kennedy Stamper. As her confidence and her moxie has really increased. Here's Tabor with a steal. Stamper released. Layup, got it at the other end.
Did a good job of getting. There's another steal.
Stamper, that's the second time she stole an inbound pass. Just couldn't finish at the rim. Lakin Harden walks it up. She's got 7 of the Bourbon County 10 points. They double-team her out beyond the circle. Loose ball, T. Yeast put to the floor. Refs not blowing the whistle. Finally, they do as Lakin Harden goes to the floor to tie it up. It'll be Bourbon County keeping possession, and Coach Graham in a minute and a half pulling it out 5 and putting in 5 new.
Wanted to see if they were still alert, and I believe he got what he needed to see out of it.
You've got Kylie Chestnut, Jalen Green, Jalen Goodwin, Maddie Settles, and Annette Miller on the floor. Miller on ball defense against the taller Howell, nearly traveled, handed off to Harden. Give and go, broken up by Miller, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Colonels under the goal, and the clock rolls.
Try to pass over the top, going to the block, and Annette got a fingertip on it.
Baker has thrown every inbound pass for Bourbon County. This possession, no different. Harden determined to go baseline. Green cut her off and just did not pivot back into the paint and turned it over.
Instead, pivoted out of bounds and got called for a walk as well.
In the front court, Kylie Chestnut finds Settles trailing. Back over to Chestnut. Drop it baseline left side. Gooden circles around with a dribble. Gooden between the circle. Right side on the wing with Jalen Green looking. Miller flashed high. Didn't get it. She's working in the paint. Chestnut coming up there. She's calling for it. Didn't go to her. Green will have it. Reverse it right side. Settles on the wing. Baker steps out on her. Zone defense by Bourbon County. GRC is hit 4 of 9 from outside the arc. Maddie Settles drives in. Scoop shot at the rim. Hit the deck, and she'll go to the line. That foul is going to be on Reagan Ring, her second, team first.
Bold and bound and determined to get that one to the hoop and got it up on the rim and got slammed to the floor.
Settles, an all-round athlete. Free throw is good. She has not played a lot of games this year, and it's been due to injury.
I had a shin issue.
Second free throw good. She does a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Golf, soccer.
Yeah, she's a...
basketball. She plays it all. Swimming.
Regional tennis.
Tennis. Just, I mean...
doubles, yeah.
You name it, she's involved in it. Hunt comes off a high ball screen. Green trailing her. Hunt throws up the runner. Missed the shot. Miller with a rebound. Long pass to Kylie Chestnut, who's in double figures. Add to it.
Boy, I tell you what, she had that gate coming out of there and just beat the defense down the floor.
Miller spotted her, and as Bobby said, she beat him down the floor. Double team. Miller trying to take the ball away from Lakin Harden, a little aggressive, and they call the foul on Annette Miller, her second, team first of this third quarter, midway through this third, 62-10. Cardinal girls with a lead. Bourbon County with the ball. Again, Baker to throw it inbounds. Throws it to Ring. Ring had a shot, took it in deep, and banked it up and in.
If you get it up on the glass, it's got a chance to go.
Well, a missed shot's better than the turnover, and that's what happened there. Kylie Chestnut missed a three off the front of the rim. Jalen Goodwin tried a bounce pass in traffic. Howell stole it away. Bourbon County's going to bring it up. Right side, Hunt, drop it baseline. Ring can look over the defense at 6-1. She tried to drive in, and Chestnut deflected it out of bounds.
Quick hands. Quick hands, quick feet.
Again, Baker to throw it inbounds. Bourbon County just not moving real crisp, sharp. There's no cuts, no screens. They get it in. Howell has it right of the lane. Nothing going. Throws a pass in traffic. Miller stole it. Miller, lead pass to Settles. Leave it for Green. Layup, good. Three passes, 2 points.
Yeah, 3-on-0 with the breakout. 64-12.
Jalen Green joins double figures with 11. She had 7 in the first quarter. Miller nearly got another steal, and we're going to have a foul. Maddie Settles, not often you see somebody get a foul while they're laying supine on the floor, and she did, though, her third.
Reached up there and got the ball, but the official said he got the arm as well.
Baker, trouble, gets it inbounds, bounce past a ring. Ring looking. Backdoor cut by Hunt, covered by Goodwin. Jalen Goodwin racing for the ball. It'll stay with Bourbon County. I recall there were some Goodwin girls that played for Coach Watson here at Bourbon County. Yeah. Pretty good ball players. They look like Jalen. I'm sure maybe a sister.
Just quickness, and that's what this team needs. It needs a little instinctive savvy and quickness.
Yeah, they've got size. I agree with you. Settles gets a steal. Maddie driving in, got to the foul line, 12-footer, don't stop the ball, she'll put it in.
Well, she knows how to do that, trust me.
You're a fan of that stop and pop mid-range jumper.
Especially if you use that glass.
Yeah, and the defense sags in, hey, take what they give you. Hunt hands it off to Ring. Ring with a mismatch, drives in on Chestnut. Miller with some backside help, but Annette's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her third, team third, of this third quarter.
Ring saw the opening, and even though her dribble was a little high, took it aggressively to the paint, to the low block, drew the foul. Nice play.
Ring with 2 points in the ball game. Now make it three as that free throw goes in. Bourbon County, after missing their first two free throws, have now made 5 in a row, and they missed this one. Kylie Chestnut takes the rebounded miss. Up to Jalen Green, in a hurry, left side, feet Settles, feeling it, shot it, missed it. Long rebound comes out to Miller, over to Kylie Chestnut. Miller cuts through, didn't get it, kick it out, reverse it, left side. Settles with a minute 15, goes straight away to Chestnut. Zone defense, back to Settles, ball fake on the wing, got to the left elbow, over to Green, sets for the three, off the back iron, long rebound. Miller with another offensive board, her second on this possession. And we've got a foul called on Kaylee Baker. And that'll be the second on Baker, second on Bourbon County. And Cardinal girls with the ball underneath their goal. Inside a minute here in the third. Settles, hands it to Miller. Miller straight away to Green. Left side, Chestnut looking. Skip it to Miller. Drop it baseline. Settles with a ball fake. Split the defense. 12-footer, got it.
Nice soft touch from 12 feet out. Nice and high and right in the basket.
The mid-range jumper, an overlooked shot. Maddie Settles has hit two of them. Green nearly got the steal. Lakin Harden determined to try to find her way through that tough defense of GRC. It's deflected out of bounds, and with 18 seconds, clock rolling, Baker will assume her normal spot, and that's to throw it in bounds. Morgan Howell. And again, you got to go meet the ball.
They're just kind of sloughing to the ball instead of really possessively going after it.
Throw over the defense. Harden caught it. Put up a shot. Horn sounds. Third quarter comes to an end. GRC in a mighty way. The Cardinal girls lead here after three quarters of play. 68-13. Fourth and final quarter coming up. Bobby and I back in 1 minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Cardinal girls with the basketball in the big lead will set the lineup as in the ballgame, J.D. Balzer, Emma Cecil in there. And driving in, Kylie Chestnut shot blocked at the rim. Leah Howard with a rebound putback, and it's deflected out of bounds. It'll be possession to Bourbon County. Balzer, Howard, also in there, Cecil, Goodwin, and Kylie Chestnut. Hunt comes off the pick, and Chestnut got the steal on the double team, put it up and in. What a game.
Yeah, she is just alert as she can be, and they're just destroying them at midcourt.
Here, ball knocked away, stolen. There with it is Cecil, driving right side all the way down, put up the shot and got fouled. Her bench and teammates all excited for her. That foul is going to be on Morgan Howell, her third, team first of this quarter. And it will send to the free throw line Emma Cecil. And I'm going to look here and see. She missed that free throw.
Yeah, Coach Graham has not backed off one iota. He's got those, that is 12th, 13th, and 14th kids on the team playing just as hard as the starters did. There we go.
Well, she goes one of two at the free throw line. She had scored 2 points on the season, gets one in there. If you rode the bus, you're playing there in the game. He played 10 girls in the first half alone. And on a run and jump, Howard gets called for the foul as Chestnut ran the ball handler, Lakin Harden, right into that double team. First on Howard, first on GRC here in the fourth quarter with the Cardinal girls with a big, mighty lead, 71-13. And here's a steal, Emma Cecil, and once she took the ball from Baker, the only thing in her way was the official.
Yeah,
she ran out of room.
And that out of bounds.
Trying to negotiate the official that time. 35 turnovers. Bourbon County now make it 36 as Howard got a steal. A little shaky with the ball handling herself. Lakin Harden, one of the four seniors for the Lady Colonels, ties her up. It'll be possession to Bourbon County.
A little time, a little more work, and these girls will be as efficient with the ball as the girls who have played before them.
Coach Graham's a famous statement. Yes, we have stars, but we coach 15. Pick and roll. Howell caught it deep and traveled. GRC just pinched her, and
yeah. It
was good weak side help from Kylie Chestnut that caused that turnover.
She slipped underneath near the goal and caused the turnover.
Left wing, Chestnut gets a screen from Howard, who's been very active. Here's Emma Cecil on the right wing, dribbles it to between the circle. Bounce pass to Goodwin. Jalen Goodwin, her best scoring night of the season. She's got 8 in the game. She finds Kylie Chestnut, then back to Goodwin. Quickly on the baseline. 3-point shot, too strong. Rebound, put up and in.
Weak side board. She was right there for it.
Bowser with that rebound put back. As she puts it up and in. Second chance scoring for the Cards tonight. They've got 10 in that area and a reach around foul. That will be on Emma Cecil, her first, team second here in the fourth quarter. Clock rolling, approaching 4.5 to play. Throw it over the defense. Chestnut in there. The much taller Lakin Harden trying to create space.
Oh,
and
nice
then
pass.
Found a cutting Reagan Ring for a bucket.
Yes, he got that one in, but it was a squeeze play.
On the right wing, wraparound pass. Bowser got it deep, puts up the shot. Howell rejected it at 6'1", taken away by Baker, who is also a big guard at 5'10". Throw it over the defense, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Bourbon County.
Yeah, Leah Howard with a deflection on the attempted pass to the low block.
Jalen Goodwin comes out, having scored 8 points in this game, picking up a couple of steals as well as an assist. Baker, 5'10 guard, bounce pass, leave it in. She's a senior, one of the four on this club. Cuts, didn't get it. Sears throws a pass, deflected by Howard, and then picked up by Bowser.
Ooh.
Bowser tried to throw it into front court and turned it over. Fans still coming in.
Yeah, we've got a good crowd coming in from across the county line for sure.
Get a little cabin fever, stir crazy, whatever you want to call it. You get locked in with this. What did we end up getting, 4-6 inches? What was it?
Yeah, roughly in the area. Right, that's just about right.
A place where I used to live at one time was the coldest place in all 48 states.
22 below.
Yeah, Monticello, Kentucky.
That's right, down in, had to be in some deep valley.
Yeah, they had to pipe the sunshine in down there, evidently. Well, Bourbon County coach Highlander pulls her starters off, and those girls, four seniors, played a lot of minutes and did the best they could. This is just not easy going up against the number one team in the state.
Well, and overmatched and over quick, over fought, over skilled, and yet I believe they're a little tireder to boot.
Yeah, they are. Here's a steal. Emma Cecil took it away. Sears tried to get it back, and she at least impeded the path of Cecil, who tried to score at the rim.
Sure did.
Annette Miller will inbound the ball, and I think Coach Graham wants to have her end her game on a positive note.
Sure,
she's not an Annette Miller type game today. Not that it was bad nor sloppy. It just we're used to big things from her, and she showed she's a sophomore.
Well, there
right
you
away, back in a three, Emma Cecil.
Yes.
Nobody more pleased than her team, Bobby. Look at them.
Her team and a bunch of fans behind us.
All the way down on the blocks is Sears, fouled by Cecil, who made the three and now is going to get saddled with the foul, her second, team third. Minute 20, clock rolling. Bourbon County with the ball under the goal. 76-15, the score. And here's a steal by Chestnut. Kylie on a run out, got deep, bank shot, put it in.
Got to the basket, had a defender in front of her, stopped and popped from 5 feet out without charging.
A varsity high for her, 17 in this game for Kylie Chestnut. Welcome back, young lady. Coach calls a 30-second timeout with 59 seconds to play, and is going to try to work in another player. We'll work in one spot.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Say those tractors have been handy in that snow.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That
probably pulled a lot of hay to a lot of cattle and
had to.
Cleared a lot of lots, driveways and such. Ball stolen by Annette Miller for GRC.
Take it all away.
In a hurry, down the middle of the floor, crossover dribble, got to the rim, missed the layup. Took a shot across the brow as she is temporarily.
There it is.
Addled in a steal, and that got it back. Will she get it this time? No, she couldn't finish, but draws a foul. Coach Graham, hand not his head, wants to see this girl finish strong.
Well, she's got two cracks here.
Yeah.
29 seconds left. The clock has stopped and has two freebies.
Miller's free throw. She missed it. One more coming.
She's kind of rushed that a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know if she wears contacts, but the official willing to give her time, she continues to show some discomfort. But she knocked down the free throw. Good. I'm a fan. I like her game.
She's been a warrior from the get-go.
No doubt. Here's Bourbon County in the front court. Miller got the steal. 17 seconds. Annette walks it up. Angles off to in front of her bench. Bourbon County has cleared their bench. GRC has cleared their bench. Annette's just going to hold the ball. Kylie Chestnut glances at the clock. Horn sounds, that'll do it. Big win and a runaway score. George Rogers Clark girls win 79-15 here at Bourbon County. Yeah. So the Cardinal girls, they go to 19-1, and Bourbon County, sadly, they fall to 2-15 on the season. Boy, a lot of points in this one.
A lot of points. Had 54 at intermission. Got 14 in the third, and with that running clock in the second half, wound up with 11 in the fourth. But the homestanding Colonels only got 5 in the second half total.
We'll take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game stats, comments, summary, all coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Cardinal girls of GRC, they roll up big numbers tonight. The 79 points tonight, not a season high, but they win big, 79-15 over Bourbon County. They've had an 81-point game down in Greenville, Tennessee. Also, they hung 80 on Frederick Douglass at home, but tonight this was quite a bit of scoring. 12 different Cardinal girls scored in this ball game, as Coach Graham played everyone that he brought that was available for play. GRC, they roll past Bourbon County, and again, talk about a goal of having single-digit defensive quarters. Three of them tonight. The only one that wasn't, I guess, is in the second whenever, actually it was. They had four single-digit quarters, every one of them.
They went 2, 8, 3, and 2, which is wow, that's not good if you're on the wrong end of the score.
Now, it's GRC in a mighty way. Cardinal girls set the tone early. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, again, final score 79-15. Cardinal girls go 5 of 15, shooting the 3. Bourbon County 0 for 2. Turnovers, 11 for GRC, 42 committed by Bourbon County. 10 points in second chance scoring for GRC, 0 for Bourbon. It was 34 points in layups and fast break transition buckets for the Cardinal girls, 0 for Bourbon County. Cardinal girls went 8 of 14 at the foul line. The Lady Colonels, they shoot 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Individually for Bourbon County, 7 points in the game for Lake and Harden, 5 points scored by Reagan Ring all in the second half, 3 points in the game for Morgan Howe. Host of other players played but failed to score. For the Cardinal girls tonight, again, 12 players scored in this game. Kylie Chestnut leads the way. She got a varsity high this year, 17 in this ball game. 11 points scored by Jalen Green, so Cardinal bench offering a lot of scoring. You had 8 points scored by Kennedy Stamper, 8 points also by Jalen Goodwin. That is a season high this year. You have 6 points scored by T. Yeast, 7 points for Kanaya Jones, 6 points for Madeline Settles, all in the third quarter. 4 points scored by McKeely Tabor, 3 for Anaya Chestnut, 4 points for Emma Cecil. You had 1 point for Annette Miller, 2 scored by J.D. Bowsler, and Leah Howard played but failed to score. Cardinal girls roll in a big way. Coach Graham making his way over here. We will take a 1-minute break. Bobby and I'll be back after this message.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here we are back with head coach Robbie Graham, his Cardinal girls, number one ranked team by a lot of polling, and they play like it tonight. They score 79 points and winning 79-15. Had a couple of 80-point games this year, but a lot in this one. Head coach Graham is here with me. Been off for a while. This was a good way to break it out.
Yeah, it was. We've been working hard on pushing the ball more faster tempo, especially when we play bigger teams. We want to make their bigs run the floor. So I feel like we got the ball out and we were pushing it really hard. We get some easy looks. And defensively, we want to kind of set the tone once again, get some pressure, get some turnovers, get some easy baskets. And one thing that we were talking about, we were so impressed tonight, is the way we shared the basketball. The ball was moving around, no selfish play at all. Just sharing it, makes some really nice plays, some great looks from some players. So we're pleased with you know, coming back and playing after being off, you know, and then we got a really big weekend coming up.
To underscore what Coach Graham's talking about, his team had 24 points off in the first half off 28 turnovers. Now, then to follow that up, the other 8 baskets they had, 7 of those came off of assists. So, yeah, even if you weren't getting a run out, it was shots in the offensive flow. Not a lot of one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. We were doing a much better job executing. A couple of careless turnovers that we got to keep working on, but we're definitely pleased with the effort overall.
What about your bench? I mean, man, is with the absence of Sierra, rather, I mean, you can't replace that, but it's so good that you developed a bench early. And, I mean, Chestnut, Green, I mean, it just goes on and on. Jones at one time before earning her starting,
right.
But, I mean,
well, the one thing, you know, throughout our practice sessions, we coach everybody up. You know, it's not we work with this 5 or work with this 5. You know, everybody's getting the same, reps in practice in every drill. And we coach them all up. You know, we're ripping tail across the board.
Sure.
We're just pick and choose who we rip tail with.
Well, what about you changed five at a time in this ball game?
Yeah, just trying to bounce it up a little bit, mix it up, see different lineups, different combinations to see how it will look. Because, you know, it could be foul trouble, you know, throughout the course of the rest of the season. So just want to kind of see how this group played together, how this one plays with this one, that kind of stuff. Because, you know, we could be small. We could be five guards at a time, you know, with no forwards. After we don't have a center, so to speak. But just trying to look at different combinations.
And the cardio, too. I mean, that tells your girls, hey, don't pace yourself. I need to give it all because I'll be going back in.
That's one thing we talked about before. It's kind of emptying your tank, you know,
sure.
The fatigue. You know, when you play the fatigue, then we get somebody in for you, get the blow, then you go right back out there. Because, you know, we don't want you to be play tired minutes where you're loafing and coach subs you. If coach subs you, you're going to set for a while.
All right. What about coming up Thursday? Do you know who you're playing yet?
We play Friday.
Friday.
Our bracket tournament's already started. We play the winner of Cal and Assumption, who are playing.
Right now?
Yeah, they're playing now. So we'll play Friday at 5:30 against Cal or Assumption.
And we didn't know who Cal was playing until got sad.
Yes.
So the Republic Bank LIT, big tournament, big tournament. Well, good luck, and this was a good tune-up. One of your goals, you said goal number one, be District 1 seat, so this pretty much locked it up.
Yeah, that's what I told the girls. I think Wednesday night, I think that would lock it up for us. And, you know, so goal number one, check. You know, we still got some other goals that we'll keep going after. So, but we're, you know, we kind of like where we are.
Sure.
So you know, they're such a fun group of kids to be around, and they're great kids, which makes it so much fun to show up every day and go to work.
Well, I tell you what, our Cardinal Connection interview girls, they showed up tonight. Maybe they like that food.
Absolutely.
Coach Graham, go get them.
Appreciate you guys. Thank
you so
much.
Very entertaining group, they've acquitted themselves more than well tonight.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Big win for the Cardinal girls. Again, the third winningest program in all of Kentucky high school basketball, celebrating their 50th year in playing. Here you go, Coach. As Coach Graham stops by for some coaches' comments, and again, GRC pushes on with a big win. Cardinal girls go to 19-1, and they're going to be going to Louisville. They'll be playing Christian Academy of Louisville, Cal. That'll be on Friday. So good luck to Coach Graham and his Cardinal girls team. Both teams, a boys game coming up. Both teams are out on the floor with a shoot-around, Bourbon County and GRC. That game's scheduled to tip off in about 13 minutes. So what we'll do is we'll send it back to the station and to the trusty and reliable hands of one Tim Smith. He'll take care of you during this transition period, which will last about 8 minutes. We'll be back after these messages.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Three 800